Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. This is the number one daily radio show for realtors looking for a no BS, authentic, real-time coaching experience. What's really working in today's market, how to generate more leads, make more money, and have more time for what you love in your life. And now your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be focusing on daily success routines for real estate success. Now, it was originally called Daily Success Schedule for Real Estate Success, but we happen to know most agents hate the idea of having a schedule, so we renamed it Routines because everyone can imagine having a routine.
Exactly. Not unlike prospecting versus proactive lead generation.
That's right.
We know which one gives you hives and which one you will continue to listen to.
It's like when, if you guys have ever had a little kid that, you know, when Zoe was able to be mobile when she was a toddler and we lived in Austin, we had to put those little guards on all the, you know, those little pads, foam things around all the 90 degree angles of everything, the furniture, the chairs. You all know what I'm talking about, right? Well, same thing. We oftentimes have to take the edge off so that everyone's going to be more receptive to listening to what we have to say, because it is ultimately for the betterment of your personal and business life. So Julie, let's roll right in.
That's right. So again, today our podcast is designed to equip you with practical strategies to maximize your productivity, enhance your client relationships, and achieve your goals in your real estate practice.
You know what I'm going to tell them, because I've got to remind myself.
Sure.
There. The platforms are not allowing us to put all of our notes from every podcast like we were able to before. So from here forward, we're going to include as many notes as we can, as I know a lot of you guys download these notes and use them for your own agent training. Maybe you're doing, you know, training a team or your brokerage or whatever. But from about 2 weeks ago forward, you have to go to harrisrealestatedaily.com, harrisrealestatedaily.com, and sign up for the newsletter. And then you'll start getting all of the notes sent to you same day. So harrisrealestatedaily.com. And that costs nothing, by the way. So, you know, there it is. Everyone should be signing up for it. The link is down below as well. That link is there. So harrisrealestatedaily.com, or just go there yourself. It is a newsletter of that day's podcasts, and then a summary newsletter that'll come out at the end of the week of that week's podcast. But we're also doing a lot of unique content just for the podcast. I'm probably, I don't know, 10 or 12 interviews in. We're going to start adding a lot of agent interviews, agents of all different levels of production, not just, you know, top producing agents, but really new agents as well that are having a lot of success. So that's going to be included with the subscription, which costs you nothing, to harrisrealestatedaily.com. Sign up with the link below in the show description of today's show, or you can, of course, just go to harrisrealestatedaily.com and sign up yourself.
I'm glad you pointed that out, because I know that a lot of people are driving while they're listening, so there's no excuse but to have your notes. We are giving them to you, so don't feel like you're missing out if you can't just jot them all down. So back to our three daily routines for your success. Following these routines will create what we call an accumulation effect, and that will ultimately get you to your goals more quickly. As a real estate agent, your success hinges not only on your skills and expertise, but also on the daily habits and routines that you cultivate. So in this podcast, we'll explore three essential daily routines that can elevate your your performance, drive growth, and position you for long-term success in the competitive real estate market. From establishing a morning routine that sets the tone for success to nurturing client connections, each routine is designed to help you optimize your time, leverage your strengths, and unlock your full potential as a real estate professional. Now, note to self, 100% of our listeners can follow all three daily routines. So let's unlock your success together. Ready?
Right. Well, I mean, this is the essence of when you're asking yourself, well, how do you have days where you feel successful? So if you have like 3 or 4 days where you know you checked all the boxes, where you did what you had to do, you did what you're supposed to do when you, you know, what you didn't want to do when you didn't want to do it at the highest level. You did it for 3 days in a row, then 4 days, then 5 days. Even if on those days where you were doing the work, doing what you didn't want to do when you didn't want to do it at the highest level, even if you didn't get a listing or sold a house to a buyer, the accumulation effect of feeling yourself, seeing yourself mentally and emotionally do the real work of real estate, that compounds. So you guys have heard of compounding interest. Well, we did a podcast on it 2 weeks ago, so if you didn't, go back and listen to that podcast. But what's going to happen is there's an exponential growth that happens when you do the same thing, when you follow these routines on a regular basis, and it starts to pay off in levels, you in ways you cannot imagine, 30 days in advance, 60 days in advance. Guess what? 12 years in advance, 20 years in advance. So the key is establish the routines that are going to get you into the end zone the fastest, but be patient because ultimately the highest levels of success don't come overnight. And there's been lots of studies and lots of, you know, historical,
precedents
for what I'm about to say. And I'll use Warren Buffett because we talk about him and Charlie Munger all the time. But Warren didn't really start making real significant money until he was in his 50s. Mm-hmm. Now, why? Because the accumulation effect of all the investing he'd been doing up to that point really started to pay dividends. And your life is probably going to follow the same pattern. The key is to forget about the easy button, the shiny object, and accept the fact that if you want ever-increasing levels of success in your business and personal life, it's going to require that you do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. And I'm going to edit it for long periods of time. And when you do, the accumulation effect will blow your mind. You will have escape velocity financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, educationally, like you cannot even fathom. But it's going to take dedication to the long-term achievement of those particular goals. And it is definitely going to start with your daily success routine.
Very well put. Thanks for that segue, because it really is true. And, you know, before you get frustrated by what Tim just said, it's going to take longer than you think. It's probably going to definitely going to take longer than you want. That's still going to happen a lot faster when you're in daily momentum versus starting and stopping and sometimes feeling motivated or only work really hard when you're feeling, you know, magically motivated. That doesn't work. That consistent work will give you consistent results. Inconsistent work gives you cash spurts versus cash flow.
What are the routines that if you don't do every single day, you just feel like, you know, grungy, right? Like, I bet you brush your teeth every day at least twice. I bet you take a shower each day, some of you more than once, you know. Yep. You get my point. So there's certain things that you already are automatically doing as a routine that if you don't do, you feel gross, right? So make these things feel like that if you don't do them.
Yeah, that's called a habit, right? All right, so number one, morning momentum. We're talking about powerful routines. Start your day with purpose by implementing a morning routine that sets the tone for success. Your morning sets the tone for the entire day. This means you have to stop hitting the snooze button, have a consistent start time, and have planned your day the night before. Next mini point under number one, morning momentum. Begin with mindfulness practices such as meditation or visualization to focus your mind and energize your spirit. Review your goals and your appointments and write down at least three specific things that you will achieve today. And I wouldn't go more than three, but three is a good 2 to 3. Start with the end in mind. So when deciding what your top 2 or 3 achievements will be, prioritize dollar productivity, getting a price reduction, meeting with a buyer to deliver your buyer presentation and get a signed agreement, and of course, securing a new listing or listing appointment are all productive. Those are all examples of leading with productivity. Anything that starts with the word tweaking is not tweaking, trying, speculating, seeing how it goes, right?
Well, that's the key thing. And that's what life is full of. Life is full of the latest whiz-bang idea, the latest shiny object, the latest did you hear, the latest, you know, perceived shortcut to, you know, the goal you want. Everything in life is going to tell you that you don't have to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. And that's what marketers have, you know, trained themselves to offered you guys, because they know you're going to click the button. You're going to get your credit card out. If they look to see how attracted you are to anything that is going to make you think that you don't have to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Everything that most people buy is designed to be a hack. They think it's going to save them effort. And what do they learn over time? That all of those things were just essentially, you know, honestly, a waste of time, a waste of money, and a waste of human potential.
Sure. Cheap workarounds that don't work. So next on our morning momentum mini point, finally, in your morning, make sure you engage in physical activity to boost your energy levels and prepare yourself for the demands of the day ahead. Bonus points for working out at the gym, a class, a neighborhood walk club. You know, I think about one of our elite coaching clients, Jeannie, who lives in Phoenix. She goes on walks with her neighbors. A lot of her listings are in her neighborhood. So she makes sure that she's making those connections all the time. She's combining her desire for getting out the door and doing some exercise with networking. Just makes sense, and it makes everything easier.
Yeah, I mean, that's to the point, though. We talk a lot about the importance of obviously working out every single day. It really is so critical at any age, by the way. But really, if you're going to do it, which all of you should be doing it, make sure you do it in a group setting, because as Julie just pointed out, you're going to then be able to make a lot of real estate contacts. Some of you are making some of your, you know, best centers of influence relationships through your hobbies. You know, it might be going to the gym, might be playing golf. But make sure that you're expanding the people that you're getting to know, be it at the gym or whatever else. And again, you'll find that that's going to be one of the best long-term opportunities for you to do real estate deals, are other being around other people doing what they want to do when they want to do it at whatever level they choose. And in other words, they're in sort of a, and they know that you have similar interests and hobbies. You immediately have something in common with them. Oh, you both like to work out. You both like to play golf. You both like to whatever it is. That's perfect. That makes it so much easier to get to know people. So you're really shortchanging yourself in two major ways. Physically, obviously, you know, by not taking care of your body. And number two, really, you know, financially, by not taking care of your wallet, by not working out. So if that doesn't sell you into going to the gym, I don't know what will.
Yes, exactly right. So no excuses there. All right. Point number two of our powerful routines is called client connection. Two little mini points here, but important ones. Follow a daily diet of regular contact via phone calls, handwritten cards, or personalized messages to maintain open communication and demonstrate your commitment to their needs. These are people in your database, your past clients, your centers of influence, your professional sphere. Use social media to enhance those conversations and meet with at least two people from your database weekly for coffee, lunch, or brunch. Be the connector in your community. That's a big point because, you know, it's a routine. We're not talking about your schedule from 9 until 9, 10 in the morning, but embed this in your weekly schedule and offer valuable insights and market updates to keep your clients informed and engaged. Positioning yourself as a trusted advisor in their real estate journey, whatever that may be. Ask how you can be of service and ask who they know who could use your help buying or selling real estate. You can also offer a free updated comparable market analysis or a guide to investing in your market. There's lots of different directions we can go, but the point is that you have to have a regular routine of connecting with your clients.
And notice everything that we've asked you to do so far doesn't cost you any money. Everything we've asked you to do so far has multiple benefits other than the one, you know, like I said before, going to the gym also is going to help you to, you know, make new relationships and get your body in better shape. You guys get it? So these are all the things that will start reinforcing each other. You're going to want to go to the gym to see your friends or play golf or whatever your hobby is. You're going to also get the side benefit of having those people become your centers of influence and past clients. Shore up those relationships with Julie's second point, where you're going to overtly start having conversations with them while you're not at the gym or not at the, you know, the horse riding place or, you know, wherever you're going for, you know, you're walking in your neighborhood. And you're going to call them. You're going to communicate with them directly. Don't be a wimp and just doing things passively. Oh, I'm going to text them. I'm going to Facebook message them. I'm going to do a bunch of Instagram posting. Don't, guys, I promise you, you will massively regret it. There is going to be a surge, and I mean a surge like no one has even, I think, conceived of. I've been reading a lot about this. AI is going to proliferate all forms of social media probably by the end of this year would be my prediction. Now, what does that mean? Everybody is going to have a YouTube channel. Everyone's going to be making fresh YouTube content. Everybody's going to be making killer Instagram posts. Everybody's going to be all over social media like you've never believed because the AI is going to make it so that it's so easy to do it that there won't be an agent, no matter what their age, their experience level is, what their even their budget is, that's not going to look like their YouTube superstar. So if you think that that's going to be your point of differentiation, you're going to be sorely mistaken. Ultimately, if you want to be in this business for a long period of time, and again, Julie and I have shared all these statistics with you guys many, many times, but a vast majority of your transactions, and after you've been in the business for 5 years, assuming you've been, you know, actually transacting, not just 5 years with not selling anything, but a vast majority are going to come from centers of influence and past clients. That's the reason it's always the first spoke that we want you to focus on, but it can never be your only spoke because you're going to max out what you're going to be able to get from your centers of influence and past clients and use a market where it's a real hard seller's market. I mean, well, rather, I should say a really great seller's market right now if you're a seller, right? And in that particular case, if your centers of influence and past clients and your centers of influence and past clients are staying put, you're kind of hurting right now, aren't you? That's the reason you always need to be proactively lead generating and never just settle on the first spoke, which is the centers of influence and past clients. You need to be door knocking. You need to be making new contacts with folks. You need to be going after more proactive lead generation, which is the daily routine number three.
Yes. Thank you for that segue into that. And I would say of all of our routines we're talking about today, this is probably the most likely to be dodged, but also the most likely to be productive, oddly enough. And that is, you guessed it, number three of your routines, daily diet of proactive lead generation. And there's three points under this topic. First one is make proactive lead generation a non-negotiable part of your daily routine to generate new leads and to grow your business consistently. Lead generation is the fuel of your real estate practice. And if you starve the engine of that fuel, what happens? It sputters. So keep the tank full. The problem is that agents make it optional. Well, I'll get to it. Or maybe you're only proactive when you run out of listings or you have your last closing of the month.
Let me throw something in there. So we had Carrie Shaw, who sold $732 million, 12 or 1300 units.
In a year.
In a year, right. And she did 21 or 22, 22. I think it was 2021. All right. So she is not a Zillow Flex agent.
Right.
And Zillow offered her the opportunity to be a Zillow Flex agent, but she did the math on it. And I'll share it with you guys. I'll just cut to the bottom line. There's no profit in it. So as a team leader, which lots of buyer agents is what she's got. I think she has like, 50 of them. I mean, it's a whole mess of them. If she was buying her leads from Zillow, which a lot of you guys are buying leads, maybe not from Zillow, but somebody else, and you do the actual math on it, you're making maybe 10% before taxes and your personal expenses. That's after you pay Zillow, after you pay your broker split, after you pay all the expenses. It's just not worth doing. And if you add to that, that the average buyer agent commission is definitely, commission compression is real, you're looking at even a lower margin. So agents that have only been buying leads, who have never learned how to be proactive lead generators, within 12 months or less are going to be largely, massively struggling or out of business.
Absolutely.
Everyone listening to this podcast, you must learn how to be a proactive lead generator. Remember, there's going to be 5.5 million transactions this year. That doesn't include all the new construction that's out there. So maybe there's going to be something like 6 million transactions or 6.5 million transactions.
And there's two sides to each of those.
Exactly. So there's 12 or 13 million sides. The average commission is probably going to be about $10,000. There are lots of opportunity, lots of money to be made. You don't have to be buying your leads. Learn how to be a proactive lead generator.
Which keeps us on point, sub-point number two, subsection AB, right?
Exactly.
We always do that. Under the daily diet of proactive lead generation, to your point, you have to set aside dedicated time each day for, I'm going to say it, prospecting, lead generation, activities such as calling, door knocking, networking events, consistently engaging with potential clients, and expanding your center of influence. What is your minimum number of contacts daily that will drive appointments and lead you to your goals? Well, that's something that you're going to figure out your particular number when you do your real estate treasure map, when you go to your premier coaching sessions. But all of you have a number of contacts you must be making daily.
And we give you all kinds of scripts. Some of you are going to be absolutely abhorrent to having any kind of conversation that feels even remotely like a sales conversation. That's okay. We've got scripts for you. We have scripts that you can use when you're talking with strangers, where you can, have a normal conversation and, politely reel in real estate. And guess what you're going to have then is a potential lead. We have lots and lots of techniques and scripts that are designed to make it so that you can fluidly, easily, frankly, without fear of rejection, have conversations with folks and generate leads. But you do need to be generating. Remember, don't just level off with centers of influence and past clients and thinking you're going to, win the long game. You're going to have to absolutely create your own new leads all the time.
Well, let me hover on that just for a second, because here's the thing. And that's not yours. I thought that was something else. Okay, so here's the thing. Why can you not only rely on that? If you go back 2 or 3 years when rates were super low and say you had a database of 100 people, you probably had 80 of them who were interested in either upgrading, selling, investing, refinancing. Something was going to happen with maybe 80% of them. Then you fast forward through all of that. Now we have higher rates. Everybody's gone through that process. You might only have 10% left of your database that is even interested in transacting this year.
Well, it's true.
Your job is to A, find them. Yes, you can't ignore them. That's the whole point of this. But in addition to that, you have to recognize that you've got to expand your center of influence and you have to branch out. You can't be solely reliant on your sphere, even though I know that many of you were able to do that for 2 or 3 years while things were super hot and rates were super low. You have run that course. That's one of the most common things we hear coaching clients coming to us over right now is I now realize that even though I'm doing a good job with my database, or I'm going to get better at that, I need to learn other skills because they've already transacted over the past 2 years.
Think about what Julie just said. So a lot of you, again, who've only been doing centers of influence and past client marketing, which is frankly one of the easiest, least, I would say that's the path that most agents follow, okay?
Sure.
And it makes sense. But if you have a list of 100 people, 1,000 people, doesn't matter. Those same people are another agent's list. So they're getting solicited. So you have competition. Even they're not your center of influence and past clients. They're probably a dozen different agent centers of influence and past clients. Some of those people have moved out of state. Some of those people bought a new construction. So even you're thinking, okay, I have 500 people. So that should mean 50 potential transactions out of that list. Well, it's not actually like that because, you know, all the reasons I just stated. Maybe they sold their house to their son, their daughter. Maybe they're deciding to stay put. So you're going to discover that if you're not always essentially replenishing the well, you will go out of business and you'll suffer slowly too. That's unfortunately what you said. We're having lots and lots of coaching clients that are joining Premier Coaching right now because that is what they've been essentially, that's the wave they've been riding on, especially through the past market. So if you guys are not in Premier Coaching, go to premiercoaching.com, premiercoaching.com, or again, the link is below to join Premier Coaching. And the best part of Premier Coaching, I think you will agree, is there's absolutely no risk to you. It's 100% free. You can get instant access to Premier Coaching, which includes 5 daily semi-private coaching calls per week and all the content that's in the first level. So go to premiercoaching.com or just click in the link below in the show description.
All right, so we're going to wrap up this discussion with point number 4 of your daily routines, and that is end of day reflection and planning. So first, conclude each day with reflection to evaluate your progress and identify areas for improvement. What did you do well? What did you do poorly? What worked or didn't work? This is something I do all the time with my elite coaching clients. When they have a listing appointment, what went well? What do we need to upgrade? What are we working on? But not just listing appointments. How did your day go? Next, take time to assess your productivity and your time management, identifying any inefficiencies or distractions that may have impacted your performance. Maybe you tried to work from home and you forgot that your kids have the day off from school. How did that work out, right? So after that, set intentions and priorities for the following day, establishing a clear roadmap for success and ensuring that you start each morning with purpose and direction, like we talked about at the top of the podcast. If the upcoming day has no appointments, well, 80% of your day must be spent generating new business. And of course, keep a gratitude journal to acknowledge and appreciate the positive aspects of your day, fostering a mindset of gratitude and abundance that fuels your motivation and your resilience in the face of challenges. Every day has something positive to focus on. Even if you lost a deal, something went sideways, you have a terrible inspection and it's raining, you can find something to be grateful for. And that's how you want to end your day, so that when you wake up in the morning, you're ready to take on that day and you don't have lingering stress.
Well, when you and I work out every morning, we definitely, that's one of the things we don't actually say, well, let's, you know, make a list of the things we feel gratitude towards, but we always end up talking about that because it reframes the brain. I mean, if let's say Julie had a grumbly morning with our grumbly daughter taking her to school at 6 a.m., you know, and Zoe was, you know, pulling a Zoe, as we call it, when she, you know, she didn't want to go to school and the rest of it. Yeah. Like this morning, it sounded like, well, guess what? It, you know, Julie comes home and she's not necessarily in the greatest of moods. Now it's time to go to the gym. I definitely am going to talked about the things that we're grateful for, and her mindset changes within 15 seconds. And she knows I'm going to do it, but we do that with Zoe too. Mm-hmm. But Zoe's funny, she'll resist it.
I actually did that with our neighbor in the driveway this morning because she was out looking for a service guy having to do with her roof or something. And she's like, I can't believe he's an hour and a half late and he promised me to do that. And I was just talking to him and he was yelling at me. And then she was talking really fast. She goes, and I know I've also had too much coffee today. I'm like, I can totally tell. And I said, but Susan, look at the beautiful blue sky that we have today and what lovely weather. And you get to wait for him outside of your beautiful house and everything's going to be fine. She's like, yeah, I guess you're right. So, you know, it happens to the best of us. But you are very good at reeling me back in after those difficult mornings. Happens, right? Yeah. Okay, so remember that success is doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, with whom you want to do it. And in order for that to happen, you must first do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level repeatedly.
For long periods of time. Listen to that part.
Yeah, so unlock your full potential and achieve lasting success through the consistency of your daily actions. Ask for help from your Harris Certified coaches when you sign up for free at premiercoaching.com.
So hopefully you guys like today's podcast. We're focusing more in on motivation, things that are very practical and tactical as always. Julie and I definitely avoid the woo-woo. These are all action items that every one of you guys can be doing immediately. So please take this stuff seriously. We intentionally don't make our stuff, like I said, woo-woo or complicated. We're not going to tell you about a 14-stage funnel and all the rest of it. And I'll tell you why. Because what's the whole damn point of doing the marketing? What's the whole damn point of doing the branding and doing the video and doing the funneling? You're trying to generate a real estate transaction, correct? Okay, so I want you to think about this. If you're trying to create a real estate transaction, if that's really what you're trying to do, this isn't, you know, your real estate business isn't just some expression of your ego or some, you know, art project, though I know for some of you it is, but let's just look at it from the practical stance that most of you have to make money, want to make money. So your goal is to, you know, make money. Well, what's the shortest path for you to help someone and make money? I got news for you. It's probably not what you're doing. It's going to be the types of things we talked about on today's podcast. Go back and listen to the podcast. Absolutely, positively subscribe to our new newsletter. We're evolving it and improving it every single day. It's actually one of my art projects,
yes,
if I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm.
But go to harrisrealestatedaily.com, harrisrealestatedaily.com, and we're going to be adding more and more content. It's only going to be for newsletter subscribers. The newsletter costs you nothing, harrisrealestatedaily.com. In the meantime, thank you for keeping this the number one listened to daily podcast for real estate professionals in at least the United States. You guys have a fantastic day, and of course, we'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.